Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to start where we probably started sometime around this time last year, maybe a little later, and that is the fact that the New York Jets are going to win the damn Super Bowl. Good morning, Boomer Esiason. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. And yes, you just heard me telling Fleeks that, yeah, all this stuff looks great. And I love the signing of Tyron Smith as long as he's healthy. And I do love the signing of Mike Williams as long as he is healthy. These are both guys that should have plenty of years left, but you noticed all these guys are signing 1 or 2 year deals. And I think you got to be really careful with these guys. You never know. And while everybody is like fawning over the signings, which they should
be. I'm fawning.
I mean, a lot of times you cannot win the game of football just by via free agency. You know, you got to make sure that you have a young core of players. And I think the Jets really do have that. And it's probably about 12 or 14 young players on this team that should support these guys that are coming in here as free agents. But I do worry. I always worry. It is a young man's game. The youngest team in the league is the Green Bay Packers. They're a bunch of babies. I don't think there's one guy over 28 years old on that team. And Brian Gutekunst has basically said, you know, we're going to get younger, we're going to get faster, and we're going to stay healthier. And that's the point. And, you know, you bring guys in off of knee injuries, off of ankle injuries, off of shoulder injuries. We've seen this before with the Jets, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Where guys can't make it through the season. So I love the signing. I love the fact that somebody sent him a DoorDash sandwich. Whether you like the sandwich or you don't like the sandwich.
Sandwich.
He seemed like he liked the sandwich. And that's all that really matters. And now the Jets literally have three guys that are 6'2 or over that Aaron Rodgers can throw to. And I think that Sauce is probably maybe, and not Sauce, Garrett Wilson's maybe not quite that tall, but he plays big. You know what I mean? He's got the long arms. He's got the great leaping ability, and he'll go up and get a ball. So now they have three guys, including Alan Lazard, if Alan Lazard gets his head back into this season, coming back with Aaron Rodgers. They do have three very, very, I think, good targets for him to throw at. Now, the other thing this does for the New York Jets now gives them some flexibility with the 10th pick overall. And the reason for that is, let's say they do want to add another offensive piece. A lot of people have mock drafts. A lot of mock drafts have them taking the tight end, Brock Bowers, which wouldn't be a bad pick. A young guy, is supposedly an explosive tight end, and that would be something that would be great to go along with Aaron Rodgers. And then you could turn your attention to defense and fill in where you feel like you need to fill in, and probably offensive line when it comes to depth.
All right, you said a whole lot there.
Yes.
So here's what
I'm just trying to cover the entire Jets situation.
Absolutely. So let's address them as you go through. So number one, you started with the injuries, and you're not wrong. One thing about Tyron Smith, though, and I certainly saw it with the Cowboys, he did play, I think it was 13 or 14 games last year. He has had back issues. There's no question about that. But he has fought through them. He's one of the tougher guys, I would say, who has played through pain and still played at a, maybe not an all-pro level, but still has played at a high level. So I do think while he does have injury questions, I do think you got a guy that's going to give you 13, 14, 15 games.
Fair to say that the moment that the Cowboys released him, that he was the Jets' number one target.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt that the moment that he was released by the Cowboys, that the Jets were going to go after him and go after him hard because they still, you know, they just can't find a way to kind of stabilize their offensive line. And maybe this does, at least for a year, But now you got to talk about backups. You got to talk about other people just in case. I mean, 17 games is a long time.
100%.
I know that, and I know that.
Especially if you're expecting to play another two or three or four in the postseason, depending upon where you finish. But the contract is also highly incentivized, which also is going to give him reason to get on the field. He's made a lot of money. I know that. But I really do think Tyron Smith, having watched him for the last decade, is a guy that loves football. And that's a big deal. I don't think he's the type of guy that just wants to walk away. That's one. Two, Mike Williams, I think great guy to stretch the field, all of that, and everybody will talk about the injuries. You're not wrong. But, you know, you look back a year ago, not this past season, but the year before that, played 14 games. You look prior to that, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games. So it's not like Mike Williams comes in as a guy that plays 9 or 10 games every season and he's injury prone, but he has had some, and it is an issue for sure. But I do think not having to be the number one guy on this roster, that is a big deal.
Oh, he really wasn't the number one guy in L.A. either.
But he could have gone somewhere to be the number one guy, and he comes to a place in New York where he doesn't have to be again, so it works out well. Three, Aaron Rodgers coming off the Achilles, and you talk about a younger man's game. All true, but we've seen Tom Brady go into his mid-40s and perform well. I do believe Aaron Rodgers is that type, and while he didn't play last year, who knows? Maybe he's better for it, and his body didn't take a beating for a year, and he comes out just firing this year, which is why I love this team going into next season like I did last season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.